This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Swatulski. Tomorrow, two cities in Broward County will ask their voters to approve tax money to renovate parks and build new police stations. I took a look at where hundreds of millions of bond dollars for projects in Fort Lauderdale and Hollywood would go if they get the okay from voters in Tuesday's special election. Fort Lauderdale's police station, right off Broward Boulevard, was built in 1958 to hold 100 employees. Now, more than 700 people work for the department.
Old pipes, you know, asbestos mold, you know, the roof leaks.
Lieutenant Adam Solomon oversees the building. We get into a small, rickety elevator, closed with an old-fashioned grate in the back.
The elevator is scary.
Yeah, I was about to say, you're missing the elevator right here.
And head to a tiny shooting range with temporary air conditioners.
We can't do any, like, formal training because of the condition.
Solomon says the department has temporarily taken over the Parks and Recreation building next door for more space. Fort Lauderdale City Commissioners approved putting a bond on a special election ballot.
R2, resolution calling for a special election.
That would fund building a brand new police headquarters. They approved sending that to voters last December.
Someone like to speak to this?
Commissioner Robert McKenzie.
Here is what we're building, and it's going to cost X amount of dollars, and it may or may not be $100 million, but we have the capacity to go to the maximum amount of $100 million. Am I correct?
That is correct.
At the time, Fort Lauderdale's mayor, Dean Trantalis, argued that $100 million is simply too expensive for a police station.
You know, in this day and age, I don't know about you, but, you know, we all don't have money to burn.
But he did vote to put the question to voters. Charlie King lives in Fort Lauderdale and frequently shows up to speak during city commission meetings. Before commissioners decided to send the question to voters, King had this to say.
I really don't care what the inside of the police station's like.
Another resident, Robert Walsh, leaned the other way during that meeting.
We need a new police station. It's really bad, and they shouldn't be subject to that.
Now, with a $100 million question printed on ballots, Mayor Trantalis says if voters say yes, he doesn't expect the city to need the full amount.
We're learning from other cities how buildings and operation facilities of equal size and capabilities could cost much less. So we are looking into that. But the reality is we need a new police station.
This special election isn't just about public safety. It's also about public space. Fort Lauderdale is asking voters for a bond for public parks, $200 million. At the meeting in December, some residents like Walsh thought this was asking too much of taxpayers.
What I would do is I would put the parks on the back burner.
The money would go to more than 80 parks for a laundry list of projects, repairing seawalls to deal with flooding, new bathrooms, signs, benches, and playgrounds. All of these projects Fort Lauderdale is asking for means there would be a new tax on property owners for the next 30 years. So, for instance, if you've got a property worth $300,000 and both bonds pass, you'll have an estimated $142 added to your property taxes each year. Almost 15 years ago, Fort Lauderdale asked taxpayers to approve bonds for new fire stations, $40 million. That was supposed to be done by now, but the city is still two stations behind.
I can't speak for previous commissions, and I can't speak for the previous administration.
Fort Lauderdale Mayor Dean Trantalis.
But I do know that we have new people that are in charge, and I'm hoping that we can do a better job. And I think the community can depend on that.
About 20 minutes south, another city in Broward is asking its voters to approve money for similar projects.
It's completely old school. It almost looks like a prison institution, right?
Major Derek Alexander wants a new Hollywood police headquarters to feel more inviting to the community. This building is from 1975. He walks me past pipes that hang above evidence storage rooms. They've been known to leak onto the evidence.
So we had to bring all that stuff out and dry it and see what we could salvage. Not an ideal situation. We're at capacity, complete capacity.
And like Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood also wants taxpayer money to build a new police station. Officials are asking voters to approve $78 million. Police officers are hoping to install a parking garage, more workspace, and to not have to evacuate during a big hurricane.
Our building's not ready to withstand a hurricane beyond three. We've evacuated the building.
So you had to evacuate for Hurricane Irma?
Yes. We were scattered all over the city.
Hollywood's mayor, Josh Levy, believes the increase in property taxes would not be too large of a burden.
The idea is to improve quality of life and public safety measures of the city today and not wait.
The average property owner's bill in Hollywood would go up by an estimated $106 a year for the next 25 years. You can see what your exact monthly increase would be before you vote by checking the bond calculator on the city's website. And Hollywood wants love for its parks, too. Other projects in the bond include traffic and neighborhood improvements and updates with climate change in mind, like building public seawalls where there aren't any.
Residents came to us over a year's time and said to us what they wanted to see.
Claire Garrett is one of those residents. She lives off of the city-owned golf course, Orange Brook. Hollywood was originally designed to be a resort city full of golf courses. The greens here were last renovated 20 years ago, and you can see the wear and tear. She's been chairing her Civic Association's committee that got Orange Brook included in the park bond.
We had to develop a constructive, positive vision for what Orange Brook could and should be.
That includes a stretch of open green space designed to handle flooding and sea level rise. Hills will be installed for flood control.
It's very flat. When we have big rainstorm events, this golf course is underwater for days at a time, sometimes a week.
It would also need to be usable for people who want to do activities other than golf. If the bond passes, Orange Brook will get a nature path for joggers, bikers, and birds. Garrett says she believes the hike in property taxes is worth it.
It's a no-brainer to spend $8.60-some-odd cents a month in order to save this land in perpetuity. Once it's gone, it's gone.
A lot of people in Broward are already stretched. Half can't afford basic necessities, according to the United Way. But Garrett and every registered voter in Hollywood will get the chance to have their say at the ballot box. I'm Katie Switalski in Hollywood.